Howard Walter joins us to go through the quaddie legs. Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, g'day, Dan. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How's the look at Sunshine Coast today? Looking at the first leg of the quaddie, which is the first leg we're going to look at. There's a few scratchings, but it's a pretty sizable field there. So we're looking forward to getting your thoughts on race five. The scratchings here are one. This is race five. Scratch 1, 2, 7, 10, 14, and 16. And Royal Rebellion is the favourite at $2.60, Howie.
And logic dictates Royal Rebellion should be the favourite, Dan. It's a three-year-old maiden over 1,300. And Royal Rebellion, the filly, has the benefit of three races. Her debut was here. It was an eye-catching debut. She ran fourth, really hit the line, drew 13 of 15, settled well back, as I said, really hit the line. She then went to the Gold Coast and Doomben and ran two close thirds, right in the betting on both occasions. But I just think back on this big track, and with the benefit of that experience, she's the horse you keep coming back to. Because the rest of the race aren't special. So otherwise you're gambling on horses having their first start at 1,300. And I'm never really keen on that. Now, number 15, C Ripple, I'll put in for second. It's trained by David Van Dyke and got Ryan Maloney aboard. So that's the most formidable combination you'll get in Queensland. Won a Deegan trial, defeated its stablemate Smart Star Prince, which was an eye-catching second last Sunday. Otherwise, number 3, Hatchet from the Robert Heathcote stable, ran a nice second at the Doomben trials to a horse called Canadian Dancer, which came out at Sunshine Coast last week and placed second as a $1.95 favourite. So they're the two first starters you would expect to be the most competitive. Otherwise, number 11, That's a Miracle, had the 7 starts. Just the 2 starts this time in, ran third at Doomben recently. Wasn't a bad run. It looks to be the 4th pick. But I just, as I keep saying, I'd rather be off the horse with the race, fitness and the experience. So number 12, ahead of 15, 3 and 11.
Race 6, scratch 2, 3, 4 and 6. And it's Lucifer's Luke going for back-to-back wins, the favourite at 240.
Dan, this is a very good race, 1,000 metre class 2. I'm with number 7, Sal Tori from the Steve O'Day, Matthew Hoisted barn. First up, second here, gave a big sight leading, and then at Eagle Farm in the smaller field, took the sit, was hopelessly held up in that small field on the fence. When the mare finally got out, she quickly put him away, winning by 3/4 of a length. But the margin flattered the opposition. So there's speed elsewhere. I thought she would get her chance to sit back. Steph Thornton rides these horses very well, and at around about the $5.50 each way. That's the way I'd prefer to go. Ahead of number 1, Lucifer's Lute, hard and fit, train on the track, last start winner this distance. Got barrier 1, so it's going to land in front. It's just a matter of how many others want to be up there. Number 9, A Touch of Sin, will most likely be the first horse to go and sit outside the lead. Fitter for 2 from a spell, placed on both occasions, train on the track, has a chance. And number 8, Ovidius, ran 3rd first up at its home track, Toowoomba. Now, Ovidius has been to the Sunshine Coast twice for a win, and that win was 4 starts ago, and on that occasion defeated Sal Tori, my first pick. Now, might be a run short of Ovidius, it's $10 chance, so and it will get back, but I just can't leave it out if I'm selecting Sal Tori. 7, 1, 9 and 8.
Race 7, scratch 1, 4, 12 and 13, and Mort Doyle, number 2, is the $2.50 favourite, Howard.
Yeah, Mort Doyle would have been tickled pink when he saw these scratchings. He maps very well up on the pace. He loves the track. 13 starts Sunshine Coast for 4 wins. He'd only won 1 race elsewhere from 10 starts. So he's the one to beat. Number 11, Highland Sun, trained on the track. He resumed with back-to-back seconds here at home, both over the 1,000 metres. And then he went to Doomben and he just over-raced. He didn't behave himself at all and ran last. It was a pathetic effort, but I'll give him another chance back at home. Number 3, Dynamic Verse. This is the horse to respect the betting with. It's big odds at the moment, $26, so maybe not today. Can run on strongly on occasions. And first up, 7th. Didn't have the clearest run home, but might need this as well. Otherwise, number 7, I'm a Team Boy. Very much take on trust. The first up, 5th was okay. The second up, 7th wasn't good. So it doesn't look to be much depth in this race. 2 from 11, otherwise perhaps 3 and 7.
Race 8 was looking like a Melbourne Cup size field, but there's a few that are not running. Take out numbers 1, 10, 12, 15, 16, 20, 21, 22 and 23. I feel like I was reading out the Tats Lotto numbers, Howie. The last event, favourites El Coyote at 460.
Which reminds me, I haven't checked my numbers yet. Yes, now, this is a tricky race, Dan, in the sense that 1,400-metre race, quite a few of these horses, including some that are in the betting, are only, they're either first up from spells, second up, or third up. So there's a bit of a question mark as to who's fit and good enough at the same time. I keep coming back to number two, El Coyote from the Chris Maher yard. Had the two starts in Queensland. First up, eighth at Eagle Farm, was well beaten, but some horses just don't go there. And then it came to the Sunshine Coast and caught the eye ladder stages, finishing a close-up fourth. Both of those 1,200, the rise to 1,400 suits, good barrier. So I'll select number two. Ahead of number eight, Beck and Linney, first up from the spell, trialled well, had the two trials, won the latter. Andrew Meehan aboard for Liz Kelly. That reads like a free tip. Number 11, Parangas, first up from the spell. This horse has probably got the most upside in the field, but maybe just needs a run. Did place third in a recent trial. What's the betting with it? And otherwise, number three, Liability, two starts from a spell, so strips fitter. Hasn't had any excuses, though, so it's got gate one. I'll just put it in for fourth. 2-8, 11-3.
And your best and your quaddian play of the day?
I think the best is back in race two. Number one, You'll Be Missed from the Darrell Hansen stable, dropping back to the 1,000 metres. Maps to get the gun run, probably sit second in transit. But the best value could be race six, number seven, Sal Tori. The quaddie, first leg, 3-12-15 into 1-7-8-9, 2-3-11, 2-3-8-11 and 18. And the play of the day, I wouldn't place all up, race six, number seven, Sal Tori, race eight, number two, El Coyote.
Terrific. Howie, thanks very much. Good luck today at Sunshine Coast.
All the best, Dan.
Howard Walter there, Sunshine Coast.